place in. If you've got your Bibles tonight, would you turn with me into Psalms 42? Psalms 42 and verse 1. God helps me. I'll preach on the Lord willing on two words. Yet, Y-E-T, yet and again. Yet and again. How many's glad tonight there is an again?
Yes.
In God. How many's ever been touched again?
Amen.
And again?
Right.
How many's ever been blessed and helped again and again? Ain't you glad there's always an again in God?
Amen. Amen.
Another touch. Another blessing.
Amen.
Another healing. I might get back up here. Oh, praise God forever. Yet and again. I'll have you standing on that. Oh, God. As the heart, that's a male deer, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, I got to digging into the history of all this, Brother Ron. And it starts off in my Bible, to the chief musician, Maskal, for the sons of Korah. Now notice, the psalmist David wrote this psalm to be sung. Oh Lord, how many psalms have been sung by God's people all down through the ages? Can you imagine singing this whole chapter? Singing it? Oh Lord. God's people who would later come after David down through the years and travel the same road, they were to sing this psalm. Now, David used his own life's experiences of having low times. Anybody ever have a low time? Oh, God. Stay with me for a while.
Come on.
Having low times when they felt like they'd sunk to the very bottom. He knew God's people would have times of feeling cast down, Brother Gary, in their soul.
Come on.
They would be cast down. They would feel like God was nowhere around them. And they would come to know times of feeling empty.
Yes.
Feeling lonely. Depressed. Dry inside at times. Longing for renewal. David shared from his heart how the enemy would come in the low times to discourage and push you down even lower.
Yes.
You know, that's just the way the devil is.
Yep. Amen.
He comes in your dark times of suffering and trial.
Yeah.
When you feel empty, when you feel broken and you're lonely. Oh, God. He'll try to make you feel like you had nothing. You're forsaken and you'll never climb out of your low place. But David goes on and says, you will go back into the high place again. And you'll be able to praise and worship God with joy and victory in your soul. Oh, Lord. Before we even start, why did he write and record of all about the bad times? Why didn't he write and record the good times and the blessings that he experienced in life? Why did he record the bad times and the trials that he went through? It was because he knew we all will go through it like he did. And he knew if we'll just hold on and trust God that he'll deliver and he'll bless us. He'll bring us through. He'll lift us up again and put us on a high place again. If we'll hold on, there's coming a high place. God.
Amen.
So David came to the conclusion through this psalm that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Yeah.
So here we go. As that male deer panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. Now, notice, there are two occasions, two times, Brother Charles, when deer would pant after water.
Yeah.
Two times in their life. Number one, they would pant in the dry times when there was no rain for a while.
Yep.
And the brooks and the streams would begin to dry up. They would pant for that life-giving water. Stay with me. Number two, they would pant when they were being chased by the hunters' hounds. Their tongues, I've read all of this, their tongues would literally hang out the side of their mouth for thirst. Water meant life to them. Water meant their survival.
Come on.
If they did not find that life-giving, refreshing water, they would succumb to death.
Yep.
Deer are smart by nature, Ronnie Ray. By nature, when they're being chased by the hounds,
yep,
they know if they can find a stream of flowing water, by instinct, they'll wade out in the middle of it and walk in the flowing water for a long way in the middle of that creek bed. And then they'll cross over to the other side away from the pursuing hounds. The water would wash away their scent, and the dogs could not trail them and hound them anymore. They would be free. Oh, God. That's the way the enemy of our soul, the devil, is. He'll hound you in your mind when your soul is feeling low and you can't seem to feel the Lord. I want you to know that that natural water, it typifies the spiritual water. When the devil comes and when he's a trying you and trying to discourage you, and he's a hounding you, and he's a filling your mind with doubts and fears and worries and cares, if we can find that living stream and get right out in the middle of the spirit of life, hallelujah, the devil cannot, he cannot trail you when you're a walking in the spirit of the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? I'm telling you, there is a stream that makes glad the city of God. And if I can get out in the middle of it, I said, if I can get the Holy Ghost, I'm moving in my soul. Hallelujah. That devil can't handle the water. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, God. David, come on, tell us. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God.
Yes.
Notice, when he questions, when shall I come and appear before God? What are you saying here, David? When, O Lord, can I be able to come back into your presence and feel your spirit again?
Yes.
I'm in a low place, Lord. I'm thirsty. I'm just like that deer that's a panting after the water.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm having my trials and I'm having my battles. Lord, I need a fresh drink. I believe if I can get a fresh drink, Lord, of that living water, it'll do something in my soul.
Yeah.
Holy Lord, holy, raise your hand and just wave it to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm in a low place, Lord. Everybody's in this house tonight and you are in a low place. I need God's touch. I need Him. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
He goes on, my tears have been my meat day and night. How many's ever cried yourself to sleep? I have. There have been times I've cried, literally laying on my pillow, my head back on the pillow, and I've cried till the tears would fill up my ear canals. Weep and cry. Oh, Lord, I need you. My soul is a-thirsting, God.
Oh, yes.
My tears have been my meat day and night. While they, thunderstorm, they continually say unto me, where is thy God? How many's ever had your heart broken?
Yes.
Have you had your heart broken?
Yes.
Holy. Going through some trial, some kind of a trial or loss.
Amen.
Your heart is broken. You feel like you're a million miles away from God. And you feel so lonely inside and so thirsty.
Amen.
Who are the they in this verse? They continually say, who is it? It's the spirits of doubt, the spirit of worry, fear, discouragement, the old spirit of depression that causes you to lose heart. You just seem like you lose that inward strength on the inside. It just seems like you can't rise up. You can't get up. You feel so low on the inside. How many knows that God, tears is a language that God understands? How many knows that? Oh, Lord, He loves our down city. He understands our thoughts afar off. He loves when we're worried. He loves when we're broken. He loves when we're low in the spirit. We feel so empty. Hallelujah. This is going to get better. David wrote it and he said, I want it to be sung. Oh, David, why did you include the bad times in your life? Oh, Lord, why did you only include, oh, Lord, the good times? Why didn't you just tell us about the good times? Why did you let us know the bad times would come? Because He'll say, I've been down that road and I know how you will feel. And if you'll read my writings, you will see that God lifted me up. And if He brought me out, He'll bring you out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Holy Lord. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. I had gone, past tense, he's looking back in his life. I remember I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. What are you saying, Thomas? I've had these times, and you will have them too.
Yes.
I remember those times when everything was good. I felt the Lord just now go over me. I look back, and I remember those times when everything was good. All was well. I was going to church with joy and praise, but now I feel so burdened. I feel so heavy. I feel lonely, like I'm completely empty inside. It made me cry deep in my soul. How many knows God sees and He knows our hearts here tonight? Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
He knows when we're troubled. He knows when we're hurting. He knows when we're broken. He knows when the enemy of doubt and fear and worry comes. He knows all about it. He says, I'm down here, Lord, and I'm going through it. I need your touch. Oh, like that heart's a panting after the water brooks, Lord. I'm a running from the enemy. He's on my trail. If I can just get to where God is and get in the presence of the Lord, I'll be renewed and I'll be restored. And I'll be refreshed. I'll get that life-giving water back inside of me. Hey, Lord, and I'll be able to rejoice again. Raise your little hand and worship him in the house. Holy, 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 holy.
Yes.
Oh God, when will those good times return? Oh Lord, I'm telling you tonight, it's hard to rejoice when you're troubled on the inside, when you're going through it. I know. David talks to himself. Anybody ever talk to yourself?
Amen.
It's all right if you give yourself the right answers.
Yeah.
Listen to David. He's talking to himself. He's probably out in the middle of nowhere, maybe sitting on a rock watching sheep, watching as they graze. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Disquieted in the Hebrew means, why am I so troubled in my mind about things? Oh God, why don't I have peace? Why am I restless? Why don't I have rest inside of me? Oh God. David goes on in this verse. He's talking to himself. Hope thou in God. He's a talking. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Look at that word yet. In the Hebrew, it means again. What David is saying here, yes, I'm hurting. I'm empty. I'm lonely. I'm a battling. I feel so low inside. But the Lord is going to help me. And I'm going to praise God again. That word yet also means it is coming. My victory and my joy is coming. It's going to return. God's going to shine his countenance and smile upon me. He's going to touch me. He's going to help me. David longed for that enjoyment and that communion with God deep down in his soul. I need your spirit, Lord. Lest I faint. Hallelujah to God.
Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I need you, Lord.
Yes.
You know, we can faint spiritually.
Yes.
We can be strong and healthy and push weights. We could run a mile.
Right.
But we can faint inwardly.
Right.
We can hope thou in God. Come on, David. Come on. If I was David, come on. Why are you cast down, David? Why art thou so disquieted, O soul in me? Why are you troubled? Why are you hurting so bad? Hope thou, come on soul, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. It's coming again. Whew, that yet in the Hebrew, one of the definitions again. God's going to do it again. God's coming through again. Whew. God's going to come and bless me again. This ain't the end of me. He's a coming and he's going to pour the Spirit out on me again. Yet I shall praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, God. I read a story one time. This is a long time ago. This mother and this dad, they had a little girl. She slept with them all the time. If she was getting at that age, they need to break her. So they told her, Daddy and Mommy set her down and told her, says, now, honey, you're going to have to learn to sleep in your own bed, in your own room. Now, you're getting older, and we're going to put you and take you in there. So it just so happened, you come out of the Mommy and Daddy's room, you walk through the hallway into the door of her little room. It was just straight across the hall from Mommy and Daddy. They tucked that little girl in bed and loved on her, wrapped her arm around her, kissed her, and say, everything's going to be all right now. This is your first time. You will be sleeping by yourself. And the daddy says, honey, says, don't forget. The daddy did. I'm straight across the hall. Your mommy and I will be right in that bed. Your daddy will be right there, and I can hear you. I'll be able to hear you if you get scared. She said, okay. Little time spent, mommy and daddy in the bed, that little girl began to holler, daddy! Daddy! He said, what, honey? She said, is your face turned toward me? And that daddy said, honey, he said, I'm a-looking right toward your bed. Yes, I'm a-looking your direction. And that was enough for that little girl to go to sleep, to know her daddy was a-looking her direction. Can you praise him tonight? God never slumbers and he never sleeps. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and he hears when they cry. Praise be to the Lord. Ain't God good tonight? I shall yet praise him. I'm going to be able to praise him again for the help of his countenance.
Yes.
There's a lot in a countenance. Oh, Lord, you can tell how people's are feeling just by looking at their face. Oh, God. Oh, God. God's going to shine his countenance and smile upon me, David is saying. He's going to touch me and he's going to help me. David longed for that enjoyment and communion with God down deep in his soul. I need your spirit, Lord. Did you know that thirst is a perpetual appetite that God, a craving that God put in man, not just for the natural water, but he put a thirst in you for the spiritual. Even in the hearts of sinners and backsliders, there is a continual longing in the soul for God. Oh, that they would turn to the Lord. Holy God. David goes on in verse 6. Oh, I know this is a teaching message. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Cast down. The phrase cast down that David used here and penned is taken from the term of a cast sheep. David was a shepherd that took care of sheep, and he knew well when they were in trouble. They got down and could not get back up. If you ever have the ability to read the book, buy the book by Philip Keller, it's called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23.
Yeah.
He was a shepherd that literally tended sheep, hundreds of them, for many, many years. He's dead now. He said, I'd go out there in the morning. I'd go to the corral. Big fence all around where he'd kept his sheep. He'd open the gates. And he'd watch those sheep. They knew where to go. They'd go into the high place. He said they would graze their way through the field, and eventually they'd go up into the high places where that grass was so green and so plush. He said they would graze in that grass. He said to go back in the house, and he said I always had to keep an eye on them, make sure they was all right. He said, I'd come out there on a porch and I'd look up in the sky, and a telltale sign was if I had a cast sheep and I saw, and I couldn't see the sheep, if I saw the buzzards circling over, he said, I knew I had a cast sheep. You might say, Brother Tommy, what's a cast sheep? A cast sheep, it's got a lot of wool on them. Sometimes they got a lot of wool on them. And if they eat real good, they get fat.
Oh my goodness.
Shoot.
They get fat. Their little belly stick out here.
Well, sheep had a habit of laying down.
Yeah.
Now, if they laid on complete level ground, it's all right. They could get back up.
Yeah.
But if there was the least recess in that ground, just the least dip, and they rolled over in it, their legs are up in the air. They can't get up. Their legs, I mean, all four legs is up in the air, and their belly's right in the middle of that, and they cannot get up. Philip Keller said, I go out there on my porch and said the buzzard to be a circling around. He said, I knew I had a cast sheet. It was down and could not get up. This is what he said in that book, and it amazed me. He said, if I did not get to that sheet fast enough, he said, when a sheep gets on its side and rolls over, it can't get back off. Its blood circulation just cuts off in its legs.
Yeah.
If I don't get to it, the blood circulation cuts off in its legs. He said, I've had times that I grabbed my rifle in case there was a mountain lion or wolves up there. He said, I'd run to the top of that hill. He said, I'd look all around and find until I found that sheep. This is what touched me. He said, I've had times when I reached down. He said, I'd have to wrap my arms and stretch my arms underneath that sheet. And he said, it's all I could do to pick it back up like this and put it back on its feet. He said, its little legs was numb. It could not feel them and it couldn't walk. He said, I've had to hold on to it and I'd straddle it. He said, I straddle that sheet and I would massage its legs up and down to get the blood circulation back in that sheep. And he said, I would watch it. And he said, I could tell when it got to feeling better and could feel its little legs. He said, I would watch it. He said, it was the prettiest sight that you ever seen. When I got off of its back and I turned it loose, said that sheep went straight back over with the other ones and was grazing in that grass just as content and heavy as it could be. Can we raise our hand and say that's the way the Lord does when we're down and out and we've lost our feeling? We just can't walk like we used to walk spiritually. We ain't able to graze, hallelujah, in the joy of the Lord. And the Lord, I'm telling you, he never leaves us and he'll never forsake us. Give him a wave offering in the house. He knows. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet again, I'm going to pray him for the help. Hallelujah. God's going to help me. He's going to lift me back up and put me back on the path.
Yeah.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to get me going again, Brother Gary.
Come on, go.
David goes on in this verse. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, underscored, and of the Hermonites, underscored, from the hill of Mizar, another one. What David is saying here while he's down and he's battling the enemy, Lord, I know what you did there at the Jordan River. When it looked like your children were stuck, oh Lord, and they could not go forward. They were stuck by the muddy waters of that old Jordan. I remember, Lord, you held back the water and brought your chosen across to the promised land. It was in the land, Brother Ron, of the Hermonites that Israel's enemy, Sihon, wicked king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Bashan, were defeated. And God brought victory for his children. I don't know what happened at the hill of Mizar, but David remembered how God moved there too. I'm telling you, every one of us has got an enemy that we fight. Hey Lord, when we get into places we feel like we can't cross over, the Lord will hold back the water.
Yeah, amen.
Oh God of heaven, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. You know what a waterspout in the Bible time was? It's a violent downpour of water from a gushing rain, a continual rushing, gushing rain. Add to that the sound of a howling wind. How many's ever heard this saying, when it rains, it pours? Have you ever heard it?
That's right.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah. Y'all stay with me. Stay with me. At different times in our life, we go from problem to problem.
Yes.
From one worry to another.
Yep.
And another. That seems like it never lets up. What David's just saying here, oh God, I'm overwhelmed in deep despair. Lord, I am emotionally stressed. I felt him right there. I'm stressed to the max. I feel like I'm at the bottom and the waves are rolling over me. I sure need your help, Lord.
Amen.
These children are overwhelming. These are overwhelming circumstances that we all go through. Verse 8 said, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Can you see his confidence here in this verse and his faith in God? Right here in verse 8. It would have been good if this psalm had ended right here. But oh, look at next three verses. He's battling inwardly. He's battling for peace of mind. He's tormented by the enemy, grasping for hope to get out of that low place that he's in. God, oh God, I don't want to be here. How many could ever say in a situation that you've been in before, I just don't want to be here, God. Holy Lord, I want out. Lord, lift me up. I feel the Holy Ghost. I need him to come. My soul is cast down. God, I don't want to be feeling like this. Lord, would you come? I'm stressed. Raising my hand in the eyes. God, I don't want to feel like this. Oh, Lord, I need you.
Yes.
Holy God, holy, 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 sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord. Can I tell everyone here tonight, stay with me just a few minutes here. Time is the essence. Time will talk to you. Time will wear on you. Time will linger when you're hurting. Time will wear on you. I preached a message one time, Brother Ron, when your trial becomes the trial. In other words, your trial lingers on and on and on. And it seems like it'll never get any better. And it won't let up. One thing about David, he held on. You know why? Because he kept in his memory and he never forgot how God moved in the past and how God gave him victory. He knew what it was like to feel the Spirit and the presence of the Lord, Brother Charles. Oh, that precious anointing that would come when he worshiped and sang God's praises. He knew down deep inside his God is going to move. He wrote in another place, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is a coming in the morning. Hey, Lord, I might be hurting now. I might be worrying now. I might be stressed and pressed now. But joy, he called him, joy is a coming in the morning. The night will pass away and there will be a nonny donning of a brand new day. Raise your little hand. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet again praise him.
Yes.
Oh Lord, this message is bigger than I am. Oh God.
Lord.
Oh Lord. Like the song says, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Tell me, where could I go? but to the Lord. Oh, Lord, look at the song Rock of Ages, written by Augustus Toplady back in 1776 in England. While this man was traveling along the gorge in Burlington-Combe, he was caught in a fierce storm, lightning and thunder and rain. He ran and took shelter in a gap under a big rock in the gorge. While that lightning flashed, the thunder rolled, and the rain poured, he made up some words and began to sing them, the words of Rock of Ages. Oh, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be for sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. I'm telling you, there's just something about Jesus is a solid rock. How many knows? Hallelujah. I'm going to run when I'm in trouble to that cleft of the rock. If I can get in the rock, I know that I'll be all right.
Amen.
I'll be saved, Brother Ronnie, when I'm in the cleft of the rock. Holy God, have you ever questioned why in your life? Has anybody ever questioned?
Yes.
Why, God?
Yes.
Job did.
Yep.
Jeremiah did. Oh, God. David did. How long, oh, Lord? How long? In times of trial, when you can't see your way, is the time when those doubts arise. You can't feel God like you used to when the times were good. Look now at verse 9. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Listen, as I begin to close. Children, battling afflictions, problems, and physical ailments is bad enough. Listen, but when the devil uses your trouble to come against your mind and your soul, that's where the real hard battle is fought.
Yep.
I don't know what David was battling when he wrote this psalm. I don't know how long he'd been going through this trial. But one thing about it, he made up his mind. And getting ready to come to his final conclusion, he says, I'm going to hold on.
Yep.
Raise your hand right now. I've come to the conclusion tonight, Lord. As you helped David, you will help me. He held on, God, and you brought him out and lifted him up. And I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to hold on, Lord, till my victory comes. My God knows exactly where I am and what I'm going through. If she wants to come to the piano. David would tell you, I know that God called me. I know that he saved me. Everybody in the house, do you really know that God saved you?
Amen.
That's what David said. I know, God, you called me. And I know you saved me. Dear Lord, you know that I love you. And I know that you love me. God, I knew that you have not left me. I feel him right here. I know that you have not left me. He talks to himself. I used to hear Brother Benny Grizzle say from the pulpit when he was pastor in Flatwoods Church many years ago. Brother Ron, you heard this? Self? Brother Benny talked to himself. He said, self?
Yeah.
Then he would go on to say to himself what he needed to do. David ends this psalm by saying, again, why art thou cast down? Notice the difference. O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Children, we can wonder, and we can question, and we can hate our situation to the point that it puts us in turmoil, and it steals every bit of our praise and takes our hope and our peace. Tell us, Psalmist David, what should we do until God moves and brings victory? Look at the rest of the verse. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. God's going to move. Would you stand with me, everybody that's able to have stand? My God, he's going to move. He's going to touch. He's going to heal. He's going to help me and deliver me in this trial and this situation. Victory, I know, is coming. Do you all see the word yet that he closes out this psalm with? In the beginning of this psalm, David said, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. In the Hebrew, that word yet means again. I'm going to praise God again. In that word yet, it also means that victory's coming. In the Bible, the word countenance means a person's facial expression that comes forth from their inner heart. Your face will tell on you. Yes, it will. Your face will tell on you. When people are hurting, when they're troubled, it'll show on their face. In this psalm, David was a saying, I went so long with a sad and troubled look on my face, but God smiled upon me with his favor and grace, and hallelujah, and it's healing my countenance. It's healing me. It's putting a smile back on my face to let others know that my God is good. Children, this psalm is down to earth, wherever one of us human beings are, but God inspired David to let us know that in our low places, when our soul is cast down, the Lord will come and he will help and he will heal us. How many needs a touch of God? I need your help, Lord. I need your touch. Come on, let's find a place to pray, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and disquieted within me? Hope thou, come on, soul. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him again for the health of my countenance. Jesus, I need a healing inside. Dear Jesus, I need a healing in my heart, my soul, Lord, and a smile back on my face. Let your peace return, Lord. Let the joy return. Come on, children, cry to God.
You lay me down. Feel like I've somehow forgotten.
Yes,
that your face is with circumstances you can get through.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Pour your heart out,
you
right
God now.
Cares.
You see,
God cares.
There's no way out.
David said, I know, Lord, you ain't
nothing.
Just a trial, Lord, and I'm going through a
lot of things.
You're still with me. I know that you called me. I know that you saved me.
Things
Going through, he knows how you're hurting.